Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And Live Day is back, baby. We're going to do it live! And we're going to do it in front of you. Yeah, you're welcome to join us this time.
Man, it's going to be a blast, dude. All the sound effects are done live by our Foley artists. We're going to have bands playing all the music live. We'll be there live. Yeah. And it's our first time getting to party with everybody to celebrate the 50th anniversary of KISW.
So put this on your calendar. You got to be at Snoqualmie Casino on November 18th, Live Day. And like Steve said, we're celebrating the 50th, which means it's a golden anniversary. We started in the 70s, so the theme, solid gold 70s. Tickets are on sale right now, and you can choose from a variety of ticket options. You want more info? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Thursday, so let's get cracking!
Release the Kraken!
Kraken Thursdays, powered by Coors Light. Excited for the Saturday game.
Don't forget your sploosh.
Oh, he's back.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
No, sploosh. So we got him back, Steve. He was having a hard time as a fan last couple of games, but he's back.
They didn't lose yesterday. So
they didn't lose yesterday. They definitely won't lose today.
Or tomorrow. So we're riding a three-game unbeaten streak.
Yeah. And I already... And I already... Danny's having a pumpkin carving thing on Saturday, so we're going to watch the game all together.
All righty.
But I did tell him that if the Kraken do lose, I'm smashing my pumpkin and maybe other people's.
Oh, then you'll end up on the Nextdoor app, like some of the people in my neighborhood have been complaining. Not in my actual neighborhood, but like somewhere in Puyallup, they're complaining about pumpkin smashers.
Yeah. I've seen some of the Ring cams about that, the roving gangs of teens going out there smashing pumpkins.
We used to do that when we were kids, so I'm glad that there wasn't Ring cams back in those days, because I would have got a whooping from my parents if that was noticed.
Gosh, right?
Yeah. Well, now the karma's going to come back, you know? I mean... if you put pumpkins out, people get you. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
no, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you give out those big old candy bars so you don't get your pumpkin smashed. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Katie in Spanaway. Katie, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Steve, get out of here. All right. For those playing at home, Katie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Katie, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Sharing a name with a small household appliance, what is a space which is entirely devoid of matter called in science terms?
Yeah.
Who played the title character in the sitcom Frasier?
Oh gosh, I can see him.
Flora, Fauna, and Meriwether are fairies in which Disney classic?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. What female singer starred in the 80s movie Moonstruck?
Oh, my wow. gosh. Wow.
How many swimmers are in a medley relay team?
Can you say that again?
How many swimmers are in a medley relay team?
Four.
Yes. Who directs and does the voice of the title character in the movie Ted?
Ooh. Pass.
The word lunar means something related to what?
The moon.
Yes. What unit of measurement is 1,000th of a gram?
A milligram.
Yes. And Katie avoids the deuce, getting three correct.
Ooh, this, you know, I mean.
Just not a wheelhouse thing, I think, on this one.
Which is interesting because Katie is, you know, she's a little bit younger than I am, but I feel like she should have got some of these, man.
Yeah.
Just blanked you guys.
Sometimes it happens, you know.
It does. She's not going to be happy when she hears the answer. She's going to go.
Probably there's going to be a lot of.
She's going to be like, I knew that and I knew that. Oh.
Maybe Steve will have a total brain fart as well and will not get answers, too.
I doubt it.
Me too, Katie. Me too. Steve, you're back. Are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
Quick shout out to someone texted saying I just got home. Seattle Kraken inspired KSW shirt was in the mail yesterday.
Nice.
Go Kraken. Get it at the Rock Shop. Celebrate Kraken Thursdays with us.
Do it. Because we look good.
Do it.
Looks very sweet.
Sharing a name with a small household appliance. What is a space which is entirely devoid of matter called in science terms?
Toast?
No.
Micro?
No.
Garbage disposal?
No. Who played the title character in the sitcom Frasier?
I know garbage disposal. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a small appliance. Kelsey Grammer.
Yes. Flora, Fauna, and Meriwether are fairies in which Disney classic?
Sleeping Beauty?
Wow, yes.
Oh.
What female singer starred in the 80s movie Moonstruck?
Sigourney Weaver?
No.
Cher.
Yes.
There you go.
How many swimmers are in a medley relay team?
Four.
Yes. Who directs and does the voice of the title character in the movie Ted?
Oh, that's Mark Wahlberg.
No.
Oh, no. Seth MacFarlane.
Yes. The word lunar means something related to what?
The moon?
Yes. What unit of measurement is 1,000th of a gram?
A milligram.
Yes. Which part of an elephant's body has the most muscles?
The tusk.
No.
The nose. The trunk.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win 8-3.
Oh, sorry about that, Katie.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Well, you know what? You try again. I know you're gonna come back strong.
Totally.
Then we will do that. Have a great day, guys.
You too. You sound like a great person. That's more important than winning at Beat Migs.
Is it?
Not for me.
Not to Steve.
I'm like, a little dance too. Feeling it on this one.
Oh yeah. I feel nice and comfortable in my hockey inspired KSW shirt.
With all those tentacles everywhere.
Yep.
The one that you didn't get that you'd got to, sharing a name with a small household appliance. What is a space which is entirely devoid of matter?
Iron.
Cold in science terms? No.
Vacuum.
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 Oh, yes, nice the call. Vacuum of space.
You call that a small household appliance?
Yeah.
How small is your vacuum?
It's
smaller than a fridge or a washing machine.
A dustbuster, that's a vacuum.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I was thinking toaster, toaster oven.
I would have got a garbage disposal.
Had it right.
Totally would have.
My vacuum's huge. Yeah. It's girthy and tall.
Is it?
Right. Yeah.
Yes. See, we have a robot. We've got one of the little sharks. It is a small household appliance.
Yeah. I guess you got a point. It's I can't argue.
Do you ever put your cat on your robot?
No, the stupid cats don't want to ride it. I want them to ride it, but they're not afraid of it anymore, but they are not sticking around. The only thing my cat does with that is Carl will go and he'll take some of his cat toys and put it in the way of the
that's
thing
funny.
To screw it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he knows how to screw it up. He just doesn't want to ride it, which is unfortunate. Congrats on your win, Steve.
Thank you.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at you. You're a man of men. Hey, holidays are coming, and Bud Light is getting in on the fun as they're selling a new eggnog-flavored hard seltzer for the holidays. Now, I know Rev is a huge eggnog fan.
Yeah, I'm feeling like if anyone on the show would enjoy this, it would be the Rev because he loves eggnog.
Oh, I love eggnog.
So how about an eggnog-flavored hard seltzer? Because that's what Bud Light's doing. They got a new 12-pack called the Ugly Sweater Pack.
Hey, you're not feeling that?
No, I've tried some of the hard seltzers that are like, there was a raspberry tea one that I thought would be fun, and that was just hot trash. Like, if I want eggnog, just give me eggnog. I'm fine with just drinking eggnog.
And then just put, rum in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you want to get all hammered on eggnog, that's
or some of that brown sugar bourbon or some of the peanut whiskey, screwball. Yeah. That stuff's really good.
I tried the sweater pack last year. It was fantastic. They didn't have the eggnog last year, though.
So this is a new one.
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah, and so Danny, they got some new flavors. So Danny's the only one that's like, look, man, the Ugly Sweater Pack is for me. They have seltzer nog, which, of course, is the eggnog. They're going to have sugar plum flavored hard seltzer and cherry cordial flavored hard seltzer.
See, those seem okay.
Yeah.
Like, I would try those.
I'm not buying it, but if I went to a party and they had the eggnog-flavored seltzer, I would absolutely want to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, I'd be like, look, give me a cup. Let me just throw a little in there. Let me see what it's like just for the hell of it.
I'm willing to fully commit and have one can, BJ.
Oh, I don't know if I want to go that far. I'm not an eggnog fan like you guys.
But it's such a small hint of the eggnog flavor that I think you might actually enjoy it. Like, if you have any inkling of liking eggnog, you might like it even more because it's like, oh, I don't want the whole meal deal. I just want a taste of it.
Have you had it, Danny? Because this is brand new.
No, but I think but all hard seltzers, none of them have they're not overwhelmingly that flavor.
Yeah, it's
they're
a wisp of flavor.
Yeah, like last year, I'm just saying I had the pumpkin spice one, and it wasn't that overwhelming of pumpkin spice.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
so you're saying I've yet to have the right blend.
Yeah, I've yet to have a hard seltzer where it was like, whoa, this is a lot of that flavor. It's always just enough. In fact, I would like more.
Yeah.
And so Rev is a no-go. Danny's a definite. Steve's sure. It starts on November 1st, by the way, to buy. You can buy the Bud Light Hard Seltzer.
Put that in my calendar.
Vicky, yay or nay, are you going to try it?
Just give me whiskey. No, thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Are you not a hard seltzer person?
I'm not. I'm not even.
Especially like falling laws.
Yes, I am very lawful.
Laws with a white claw.
Yeah.
No, I'm even with the flavored soda waters and stuff. It's just not enough for me. I like mixing them with more alcohol and juice, but then that kind of takes away the point of drinking a hard seltzer. So, just not for me.
Yeah. Though I will say though I've had some of those BSB drinks that were made for us at a couple of Christmas parties ago.
Yeah.
And those, I mean. The holiday-inspired drinks with, a bourbon or whiskey, especially when it's the sweet stuff, not bad at all. If somebody can throw a little extra alcohol, I think, in this, or, make it part of something cool.
It's funny.
You can mix it with a shot of vodka or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Go balls
out. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's funny because, I always think that I'm not, a dessert person, but then when I get, a dessert-inspired drink, I really like it. I went to this place called Batch 206, which is a distillery here in town.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good place.
They did a pumpkin pie old-fashioned. With pie crust on the rim.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I was like, I'm not sure I'm going to like it, but I feel like I have to try it. So I tried it and I was so in for it. I want all that all the time. So I'm ready for these.
All right.
When they try and do something weird like that, I almost always I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt because I'm like, if you're willing to go this full bore into something so odd, you had to have made sure it was good.
Yes, agreed.
You know what I mean? It feels like it's a pretty safe bet that if they've gone kind of crazy with some kind of concoction, that it's going to be tasty.
Yeah, I'm all for it as long as it's got alcohol. There you go. That's the deal. Yeah. That's the deal breaker
Somebody says they're out right now at Fred Meyer.
Nice. Really?
Find it at Fred.
Well, that's good for Freddie because the rest of the country's got to wait till November 1st, apparently.
Total Wine in Tacoma has them, according to another texter.
What? You mean to tell me that some people are already getting this done?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. That's fantastic. So it's the Ugly Sweater Pack. That's what you're looking for. Make sure it's not last year's Ugly Sweater Pack. Because if it doesn't have the eggnog, then you're probably looking at last year's model.
Right.
Yeah. Which, I don't know if they can stay or not stay. I have no idea what the expiration date is on it. But if it doesn't have the eggnog, then it's not this year's model of Variety Pack. So just look for the eggnog version. Here's another question for you. Why would a guy spend over $17,000... on a Grateful Dead t-shirt? Oh, I'll tell you why. It's 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A 1967 Grateful Dead t-shirt designed by Hell's Angel Alan Gut Turk.
Gut. Is that his nickname?
That's his nickname.
What's Gut. That, Gutter?
Just Gut, not Gutter.
Oh, well, you know, if he plays hockey, then it becomes Gutter.
Oh, is that what
it's like? Gutty or Gutsy.
Yeah. Gutsy or Gutter.
Yeah, I'm going to let you guys nickname the Hells Angels everything you want, and I won't be in the room when you do.
With consent, of course.
So, yeah, so this was a t-shirt designed by, I have to tell you, this is even before my time. I don't know who this Hells Angel is, but apparently he must be a famous one. The fact that he designed this t-shirt, a Grateful Dead t-shirt, and it sold for over $17,000 at auction. And it set the world record for the highest price paid for a vintage rock t-shirt, $17,640.
I'm looking at it right now. It's a pretty sweet looking shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't spend $17,000, but I might give our buddy Keith over at Ink or Prints, you know, $20 to make it for me.
Oh, yeah. I spent $20 on that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The previous record was set back in 2011 when a vintage Led Zeppelin t-shirt was sold for $10,000 on eBay.
Wow.
Again, this one sold for $17,640.
See, this makes sense, though, because like these artists that we're talking about, at some point, they were massive fans of these bands. And then eventually, because they're so old, those bands, whoever was a massive fan of them probably has gone on, a lot of people have gone on to live like successful lives and become multimillionaires, but are still fans of those bands. So they're like, I want something from my... that. You know, trigger some great memories from when I was younger, and I have all the money in the world, so F it. I'm gonna drop nearly $20,000 on a shirt.
Now, normally, you would think that, Steve, but this actually is a completely different reason than that. I'm with you. I thought, wow, this guy must be a huge Deadhead. And I don't know if Bo Bushnell is not a Deadhead, but he says he got this shirt for one reason. He operates the Outlaw Archive account on Instagram, which is dedicated to 1960s motorcycle culture. And Bo said, he's like, hey, man, I purchased his shirt to keep the memory of Gut Turk alive and to keep his history together under one roof. So he's, I don't know if he's got like a little museum somewhere, maybe in his house or in a building.
Among his Instagram page, which has 144,000 followers. So clearly people are digging what he's doing. But it's he houses a personal collection of 60s motorcycle club artifacts.
So that's why he said he bought it. It was more about the fact that Gut Turk designed the shirt as opposed to him being a huge Grateful Dead fan. I'm not saying he's not a fan, but he definitely said he wanted to do it to keep Gut's memory alive.
And his Instagram page is really cool. If you're like either in a motorcycle club or just like fascinated by it, obviously a lot of people were because of Sons of Anarchy. And what was the other motorcycle club show that came out after Sons of Anarchy?
The Mayans,
I think. Yeah, Mayans. Because he's got stuff that's not just Hell's Angels, but all different other motorcycle clubs, pictures of them on here. Just like, it's cool to see like the old logos and just like the old pictures of these guys wearing like their vests or even like their denim jackets with the logos on them.
Yeah, and not all motorcycle clubs are, you know, like, you know, hell-raising, havoc-causing clubs. I mean, there are, you know, there are people in, you know, MCs that, you know, are do a lot of good stuff, do a lot of, like, charity work, all sorts of things like that. I think it's cool. You know, I think it's cool that somebody is preserving this culture because it was definitely a big culture in the 60s. So that's why he bought that Grateful Dead shirt, because it was designed by a prominent motorcycle culture dude, you know, Gut Turk.
Yeah, he's posting different pictures of like rare Hell's Angels shirts that he has and other motorcycle club shirts. So yeah, I think you're right. Like, he might like Grateful Dead, but I think it was more about the artist than the actual band.
So in a way, I wonder if it's tax deductible, you know, in a weird way, if he's doing it for this sort of private museum collection. I mean, it's something that he wants to live on beyond him, I'm seeing. So hopefully he got a good tax break on it.
Yeah, I'm no guy that does taxes. I'm not.
Oh, you're not
my last name's not Block. My first name's not H&R, but
that's a tough sell. Be like, hey, why do you want this? Why are you claiming this on your taxes this way? I have an Instagram page.
Yeah, 144,000 followers.
Right. So
I'm an influencer.
Cut me a break.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, listen, it's worth a try anyway.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So someone spent over $17,000 for a vintage Grateful Dead shirt because he wanted to keep the memory of the artist alive. So based on this, we want to know, what was something that you spent a ridiculous amount of money on and why? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What was something that you spent a ridiculous amount of money on and why? Your calls, your texts, after Linkin Park on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Someone spent over $17,000 for a vintage Grateful Dead t-shirt because he wanted to keep the memory of the artist alive. So based on this, we want to know, what was something that you spent a ridiculous amount of money on and why? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Texts are coming in, and someone said 12 years ago, I spent $500 on a theatrical quality version of the Pinhead costume just so that I could win a costume contest prize. For $75.
Oh, wow. There you go.
I love the dedication. Who cares? Wow. It's not about the money. It's about winning, BJ.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's about.
I would love to see that. Oh, Pinhead's badass. So being able to get a theater quality one for that is really cool.
Yeah, and I can't throw stones at anybody who spend their money on things like that. Because of the fact that what I spend my money on. I mean,
all those board games are very important.
Yeah, they're very important. Plus the board game table and all the mats I bought for it. You know, it is, it's extravagant and ridiculous. I love it, but it doesn't mean it's still not ridiculous. And, I'll tell you, I pulled the trigger on the board game table just because the guy was a nice guy. It was like, man, there's something to be said about just the right kind of salesperson knowing how to be. And this guy looked like Santa Claus, and he had a top hat on and was the most jovial, down to earth guy you'll ever meet. And I didn't know how famous he was within the board game industry, but he would go to all the conventions and he designed these tables himself and basically was able to turn it into his full time business. And he's just like a regular dude, and he lives in a log cabin in the middle of nowhere, Minnesota somewhere. And, you know, it's just like, how can I not buy this? My brain was, of course, you know, my brain was coming up with all the reasons. How can you not buy this? I mean, he's such a wonderful man.
He is a really nice guy. We've talked to him on the podcast recently. He's a really cool guy.
Berkey's a good dude, but man, it's still like, it's an extravagance, you know? It's ridiculous to spend money on this.
Those board game tables with all the bells and whistles can be a little pricey. Yeah.
And it's well worth it. I mean, his product is probably one of the best on the market, but still, you know, I mean, do I need it? And then all the designer mats that go with it so that I can have a different top theme every time. And these are giant neoprene mats that, you know, might cost in the hundreds. You know, do I need 4, 5, 6, yes, 7, or 8 of them?
You absolutely do.
Yeah. So I can't throw stones. I really can't. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What we want to know is that thing that you spent a ridiculous amount of money on and why.
Someone said he recently spent $70,000 on a divorce. Why? Because it was worth it.
Wow.
Oh, $70,000. I really, I mean, I know you got to go through the process, but boy, and I don't know if $70,000 was the cost of the lawyers or that's just how much he lost, but you really want to be able to sit down with the other person and go, do you know how much money we could save if we could just figure this out on our own? And just hire somebody
yeah,
just
but
to
could
drop
it
the
be,
paperwork.
It's less of we could save, and one person maybe is like, I'm going to make the money from you, and you're going to lose the money.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
It's oh, like, yeah, that sucks.
And what do you hit people when you're in a moment of like anger and hurt? You hit them in their wallet.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, it sucks. It's like whoever got dumped is the one that wants to hurt the other person. And usually that's, you know, it's never a mutual. I mean, like maybe it's a mutual dumping, but in a lot of divorces, somebody did something to somebody else and they're not happy about it.
How about this one? So it says, I spent $3,000 on an Opal ice maker so I could have that good ice like Sonic and Mod. Best purchase of my life. The summers are crunchy and cool in the Anderson household.
Wow. I envy that. I would be the guy that would do something like that.
My wife, I can't.
I love ice.
She is obsessed with that, like the bally ice. And
the nugget ice?
Yeah, whatever it is, the little balls.
Yeah.
And there's like one on like, it gets like a $600 ice maker thing, and she's just been obsessed with that thing. Like, and I'm just like, it's just ice. I don't understand. Like, well, $600, I'll get like an ice tray, and I'll just like get one that has little balls.
Yeah.
And I'll do it for you. Like, I mean, you know what? And everywhere we go, I'm always like, I get her to forget about it, and then we go to somebody's house and they have one. And I'm like, what are you? Stop! Like,
you're ruining it for me.
Like, how is it that wherever we go, somebody seems to own one of these damn things?
Because it's the Cadillac of ice. I only want to get married so I can get that on my wedding registry. I won't put anything else on it except that machine. It is
amazing.
I
didn't know something like this. Is this outside the refrigerator?
Yes.
Like I need this because I'm a guy who goes out and buys.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
you fill it up with water
and then
ice shows up.
Yeah, but where do you store it? You have to store in the freezer?
Yeah, store it wherever you want to store it.
Oh.
I mean, some people, one person I saw, they had it in their pantry.
Oh.
They had a big walk-in pantry.
So it's enough that you can put a cup under there and always fill it up, basically? It's that kind of deal?
You scoop the ice out then. Like you have a scooper. And so you pull it out. It's not like you hit a button and the ice goes into your cup. You scoop the ice out and then pour it into your cup.
Oh, okay. But then you have to put that ice somewhere so it stays nice and icy. But maybe an ice bucket.
Like, that thing keeps the ice cold.
It does.
It makes the ice in that apparatus.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's plugged in.
Okay.
Wow.
It's like a Keurig machine almost.
This could be me. I think I might have the size of one.
I love the description. Opal ice, nugget ice, the good ice.
The good ice, it's frozen water, people. Yeah.
Thank you, Rev.
An ice tray in your freezer. Good God.
I was like, we have a freezer that makes us ice. Now you want another machine to make us ice? Like, how many things do we need to make ice?
You guys are savages because they're definitely...
Yeah, give me $579, BJ, if you think I'm such a savage.
Well, I'm just saying that it's... look, there is a difference in how ice can be made. Of course, you've got to... First of all, you better not be making it with tap water because that's just ruining everything.
What?
You have to make it with filtered water. Make your ice with filtered water, or it will ruin your beverages with the tap crap.
Well, I drink my beverages fast enough so the ice doesn't melt, really.
It's still in there.
It's still flavoring your drink with the crappy ice. And then your ice is made, I mean, I can't help it if you guys don't have the palate. I can't believe I'm saying
palate for ice.
Vicky's the only classy one on this show, apparently.
Eats microwave meals out of a freezer.
That's classy.
The only time that I'm going to agree with you guys on ice is for a whiskey stone. That's it. Like the big, like, circle ice.
Those are cool looking.
Those are awesome. And I would buy a refrigerator for that because it's different. But I'm not going to buy
it. Can you just buy like a little tray that makes those big balls?
They have the trays.
But they're not clear.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, that's because you're using tap water and not filtered water.
If you want clear ice, you have to boil it first.
Doesn't work.
Really?
Yeah, I've tried it a million times.
You're doing something wrong.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Doing something wrong here. Ice is just ice. Good God.
Dude, I'm with you, Rev.
This is ridiculous.
I know you guys are with us, but you know what? I can't tell you how wrong you are, especially if you go to a place that's got a good ice machine that they, you know, serve. Like, Mod Pizza's got good ice.
Well, that's what the texter even said. Sonic's got good ice, apparently.
Sonic does,
and so is Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
they got the circle.
Exactly,
they got the ball ice as well.
That's what
ice.
You need,
bro. People are big into ice, Rev.
I guess, man.
Clearly, not
I'm
my
an ice
world.
Connoisseur, so I know what they're talking about, Vicky. Steve, I'm with you. A little too rich for my blood.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't use it that much. Like you said, is it worth $600? No, I'll just go get the ice out of my, you know. But if I'm having a fancy party.
And, like, I mean, but this part of me is like, well, I mean, she really wants it. Do I get it for her for Christmas?
Yeah, you go away for Black Friday deals.
And, but then it's like, what'd you get your wife for Christmas? An ice maker. Like, it just seems so, I mean, I don't know how she's going to take that. Is it going to go over, like, a, like, you know what I mean? Like, is that a risky thing to do, like, buying an appliance, like a... Like a vacuum cleaner.
See, that's an extravagant appliance. I feel like you should be okay with that.
You think?
It'd be like getting a fancy like espresso machine. It's an appliance, but it's a luxury. It's awesome.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I would be happy if I got it. I'll tell you what. Buy it, and if she gives you grief, just give it to me. And then everybody wins.
Yeah, I'll give it to you for double the price.
Yeah, everybody wins. Yeah.
Yeah, someone said people love to eat ice. That's a big part of why they love the nugget ice. And apparently there's an LG refrigerator that makes that big sphere ice for your fancy drinks.
I want one of those so bad.
Yeah, but it's expensive.
You know what? And I got a refrigerator. I tap on it. It shows me what's in my little refrigerator. Like, the lights goes on.
That's cool. Well,
I'll tell you this right now, Danny, though. Before you get an ice maker and water thing in your refrigerator, really think about it. Talk to the people, because somebody warned me away from getting an ice maker and I didn't listen to them. I ended up getting a new refrigerator. The ice maker was so bad and broken all the time.
Aww. Well, if you get one of these ice machines, you don't even have to worry about it, BJ.
Well, that's the other thing I'm thinking about, buddy.
Go to the dollar store and buy an ice tray.
No. Well, that's just crazy talk, Rav. Come on.
That's or the gas station and buy some bagged ice.
Yes! Yeah, live the classless life, guys. Go right ahead.
Well, you can get one of those refrigerators for $3,800 there, Danny.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm good.
That's a little bit more than $600 now, but you know what? Do what you got to do.
And it even has a little window so you could, like, tap on it. It's a win-win.
I always thought I always wanted one of those because I just wanted to be like, good morning, food.
Yeah.
Good morning, food.
Are you guys in there? Yes, you are. Can you give me a big ball of ice?
Wait till later.
Are you sleeping? Yeah.
Oh, goodness, you people.
Hey, what do you think was voted as the most memorable TV talk show moment of all time? Well, you know I'm going to tell you. And we'll do that at 7:50 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But if the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases, and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.